engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
This is The Void Show on Active FM. Thank you so much for joining us again. Of course, it's another week, and I should really do say that I am so excited for our topic today. So, and of course, you're here to learn, right? That's because you want to learn new stuff. So, I mean, last week, if you did not check, I was interviewing someone very popular, someone very brilliant from New York, and, you know, we were speaking about the fact that leaders are readers, right? So I'm so excited about today, because you surely have seen what we're speaking about. Our title is Frequently Asked Questions in the Field of Astronomy. And, you know, I should do say that these are not so much of questions in astronomy, right? Because, you know, what we study in astronomy, these are things that they are given to us, right? We study the moon. You see the moon when you go outside. We study the sun. You see the sun, right? You see planets in the night sky. So it's one thing that maybe everyone should learn, right? So that's why I'm so excited about that today. Remember that learning is not a spectator sport, right? So you gotta get engaged in order to learn new stuff. And I should do say that right now, at the time when we are speaking this, I am on Instagram Live. So if you want to join us there, you can definitely check us out there. So today, of course, I'm joined by Tlori in studio, who's of course going to be asking these questions. Tlori, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Andrew. It's honestly, yeah, it's an honor to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you've never been on The Void Show before, right?
I've never been on The Void Show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I should say that it's been over 5 months since I haven't been in Joburg.
Yeah,
right? So this is quite exciting. So, Tlori, we're speaking about frequently asked questions in the field of astronomy. I'm so excited. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're excited about this, right?
I am.
I'm sure you got lots of bumped questions that you want to ask, right? So Tlori is having a list of these questions, and he's going to, of course, to be asking us these questions, and I will be sharing my opinion, right? Or maybe my viewpoint, right? The angle from which I'm viewing things. That's what we're going to be sharing today. It's frequently asked questions in the field of astronomy. So I guess right after this, we'll be back speaking more about questions in the field of astronomy.
Christ music is heart music.
Radio has never been better.
Okay, great. The time is now, and now is the time. I did mention that we are having Tlori in studio today, and he's, of course, having a handful of these questions, right? So we're going to be answering them. And I guess you are excited, because I'm so excited, right? I'm really so excited about this show today. So make sure that you also find us on our Facebook page. If you've got any question, The Void Show has official Facebook page. The handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. So welcome again, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
So I think we should just go ahead. Do you want to ask any question? Yeah.
Okay, so my first question, which is like a pretty controversial question, if I may say, and this is something that has been debated over for years and years.
Yeah.
Is the Earth flat?
Yeah, you know, I should do say that it's a good question,
yeah.
Right? It is a good question. And one odd thing that I really find to be ridiculous is the fact that this topic is discussed all over the world.
Yeah.
You search even in, you know, in great debates, people are discussing whether Earth is flat or round. I mean, I really find it odd because, you know, for me, arguing about the shape of Earth, that's more like arguing if the plane, if you know, we're on Earth and we see planes flying. It's like arguing if that's the real size of the plane. I mean, obviously, when the plane gets closer to us, then it's much more bigger, right?
Yeah.
And you get to see different shapes. You can see now there are wings, you know, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. You get to see that now there are, it has wheels. It has these kind of stuff. So it really is ridiculous that people are discussing whether Earth is flat or round. Yeah. Because and you might want to say, well, that's because we want to know the truth, right? Yeah. I mean, sure, go ahead, know the truth. But another thing is that evidence matters.
Yeah.
Right? Evidence does matter. So, and obviously this evidence is provided by science. And so if you know, there's someone who explains the science like it's like, you know, we've got five senses.
Yeah.
And he says science is like our sixth sense.
Okay.
Right, because it with science we can see light that our eyes cannot see.
Yeah,
we can detect sound that our ears cannot hear. Yeah. Right, that's science. So that's like our sixth sense. Yeah. So if you're gonna come and tell me that Earth is flat because that's how it looks around you,
yeah.
Right, then I mean, you're more skeptical than I thought you would be. And you know, a lot of people claim to be skeptical. They claim to be skeptics, but I think some people are really, really negative.
Yeah.
About other things. I mean, have a chance to look at these things. Look at the evidence. There's evidence, plenty of evidence that you know we've got a spherical Earth. And I won't be providing those evidence right now.
Yeah.
But then, I mean. Right now, maybe if there's some evidence that says Earth is flat,
mm-hmm.
I might look at it. But right now, I think, you know, evidence that's more compelling is the one of spherical Earth.
I think something also that has happened, like just like you mentioned,
yeah.
I think we as people have been stuck in a ball, if I can say, as to like just compare things to the way we see it, and hence why people think that Earth is flat.
Right.
I mean, there were times when I've tried to imagine in my mind, like, the dimensions of the Earth, like, how far we can actually reach. And then you think, okay, if the Earth is round, so are some people on top?
Again, then it comes to another point that if you think the Earth is flat, then how thick can it be? How thick can it be? And, you know, what then would we call gravity?
Yeah.
Right? Because in reality, gravity is what forms planets to be spherical. It's what making the sun to be a sphere. You know, the more messier, the more bigger an object is, the more spherical it will be.
Yeah.
We look at everything in the universe, Mars, Jupiter, the sun, the moon, all of them are spheres. Then why would Earth be flat?
Yeah.
And if it's flat, then you ask, maybe then we should be having like a news every day whereby people are falling the edge of right?
That's true.
It's not making any sense. I mean, there's plenty of evidence that Earth is a sphere. Then again, we speak about lunar eclipses.
Yeah.
You cannot have those kind of things. Then you ask, how is then the sun located? They say it's moving around. It's just not making any sense right now, right? And someone might then come and say, oh, you're saying that, Andrew, and that's because, you know, you are taught that.
Yeah.
You are taught that. I agree. That's true. We are taught that, but then it's the same thing. Everything that you know, you have been taught.
Yeah, true.
Right? If you were born in this world and, you know, somebody told you that the Earth is a pear-shaped, that's mm-hmm. what you were going to believe.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a matter of, and I think it really goes back to our educational system. Teach students how to think of evidence.
Mm.
Right? There's evidence. We've got satellites all over space. You know, they've got cameras.
Yeah.
And if other people can stand on the top of the North Pole, that's because of gravity.
Yeah, true.
Right? It's because of gravity. It's like an insect moving on a ball.
Yeah.
Right? It can go literally everywhere, but it cannot fall.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the same thing. So I don't think we could be programmed to such an extent, to an extent, but to this point, it's not about being programmed. It's about how to think of evidence.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So yeah.
that's pretty cool, actually. Another thing that I just like to
One thing here. We've got someone. It's Dealer's Born. You guys give us a clue on how F is like, because we've been told and studied that F is like a ball. Yes, that's what I just explained, right?
Yeah.
F is not flat. F is a sphere, or at least that's the evidence. I mean, the evidence that we have is more compelling to conclude that Earth is a sphere. You ask, if it's flat, why are people not falling off the edge? Where is gravity? You know, you ask yourself, how thick Earth would it be if it's flat? You know, so where would be the lunar eclipses, the solar eclipses? You cannot explain those things using flat Earth models. So it's about how to think of the evidence that's given to us. It's not about saying you've been taught this.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything we know, we've been taught, right?
True.
So it's really about thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that I wanted to mention before we move on to our next question, which was a joke that was made in a movie about whether the Earth was flat or round, or spherical, if I can say.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you might have picked it up. You probably picked it up in Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones
too.
Yeah. Where
speaking to Rashmi, and she was telling them the Earth is spherical.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Bones is like, so you tell me I come from Kuvukil and fall down. So then she presented a map. I think it was a map. I'm not sure if it was a map or something.
Yeah.
And in that map, the Earth looked a bit more oval-shaped, but it was a bit flat on top.
Yes, Earth is so the shape of Earth is not really like a perfect sphere.
Yeah.
Because it's rotating on its axis.
Yeah.
And as well moving around the sun, it's more flattened at the top. So it's more like an oval, but not oval.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot what they call that shape, but then we can roughly estimate that it's a sphere.
Yeah.
Right, it's a sphere. So people are not falling. You cannot fall, right, on Earth.
Yeah.
So it's because of, So I don't know. That's just my viewpoint.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are arguing about these. Just think of the evidence. Give your child think. People are saying the Bible says Earth is flat. I say it's not saying that.
Yeah.
And it's not even a matter of interpretation. They are reading the scriptures into Earth being flat.
Yeah.
If you go to the Bible, you go looking where it says Earth is flat. That's all you're going to see there.
Yeah.
Right? So just think of the evidence. Think of what you see. Just one thing. We're spending more time on this question. But one thing that you can prove yourself is that, you know, if you could go outside right now, maybe in the night sky, go outside right now and maybe track some stars.
Yeah.
Track this star, certain star. And 6 months later, when you come, that star is not going to be there.
Yeah.
It will be another stars. And that the reason to explain that is because Earth is moving around the sun. So when it's on the opposite side, we see opposite stars. When it's in this side, we see opposite stars. So with flat Earth, that cannot be explained.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a matter of thinking about the evidence and
Interesting. Okay. So my next question is Pluto really a planet?
So the question is Pluto really a planet, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Pluto is not a planet anymore.
Yeah.
Pluto was demoted to being a dwarf planet.
Yeah.
Right? And pre-Pluto's demoting to being called a dwarf planet, before that, the big question was, what is a planet?
Yeah.
Right? Think about that. What is a planet? You could say it's something that orbits the sun. Well, the moon also goes around the sun, but it's not a planet. You're not calling it a planet, right?
Yeah.
You could say that it's maybe where people are staying. We've got Mars. There are no people, or at least we know there's no one there, right? You could say that it's something that's shining. You could say that. So pre Pluto's demoting to being called a dwarf planet, that was the big question. So it's kind of like scientists did not really know what is a planet, what we should call a planet, right? So what then happened, what made them demote some other planets to being called dwarf planet was they now kept finding more bodies, right, in our solar system, and these more bodies were now being called planet, which would not really make sense to call things planet, right, because there were now millions of them. And so they then, I think it was in 2006, they then said, okay, let us redefine what a planet is, right? And so they came up with three definitions of what a planet is. The first one, it should be a body that's having enough mass to be a sphere. Mm-hmm. It should orbit the sun, or it should orbit a star. And then the third one, I think so in its orbital path around the sun, there should not be any other bodies. So when they put these requirements here, Pluto did not meet those requirements.
Okay.
Right? And so because it did not meet those requirements, it was then said it's a dwarf planet.
Yeah.
So a dwarf planet is a body in the universe that's not meeting either one or three of these planetary requirements.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why Pluto was then demoted to being called a planet. Yeah. That was in 2006. It was actually a vote.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking probably past 2006 in school we're still learning about Pluto. I'm just not sure whether we're still speaking about it as a planet or not.
Yeah, I mean some other people are now, you know, they still want it to be called a planet. Right. So yeah, but now it's no longer a planet.
Okay, so my next question is there life on Venus?
On Venus?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what actually has been going around. I think if I had water here, I'm good. So recently scientists found some chemical element that's on Venus, right?
Yeah.
They found it on the clouds of Venus. It's called phosphine gas, right? And what did it mean for scientists? That's like finding a shirt on Mars. Imagine finding a shirt on Mars. What would that imply? It would imply that there's probably someone here, right? Or it could mean that, well, it's either there's someone or there's not anyone here. But if there's not anyone here, that means that then it's not only people who wear shirts. Maybe they're just naturally found and planets, right? So it's the same thing like that. They found phosphine gas on the planet of Venus, and phosphine gas is known to occur where there are life forms.
Yeah.
Right? So does this really mean that there's life on Venus? No. Venus is like a killer planet, right?
Yeah.
Temperatures are so high. There are volcanic eruptions that are taking place there. So it either means that, well, maybe there's some sort of life, an odd one that we probably don't know of, or then we might have to look at our definition of phosphine gas and see what it really means. But for now, for any life form like us to, you know, be on Venus, it's very rare, because Venus is like having 400 degrees. It's very hot.
Yeah,
there are volcanic eruptions. So yeah, it's not good for people to live there. I mean, even the pressure is so high that if you literally stand on the surface of Venus, you'd just be crushed because of the pressure. So, yeah.
Wow, I'm actually learning a lot on the show.
Yeah.
So now we're moving on to our next question, which is, has there ever been life, like, on Mars?
We can't say there's been life on Mars, but we can say there's been... So they found evidence for like water running on the surface of Mars, you know, like riverbeds. You know what happens when water has just, you know, passed an area. You see those beds, the riverbeds and all stuff. So there has been proof that Mars once maybe had water, right? But that does not imply that there was life either, right? So it could mean something else. And there was also, I think right now Mars is frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of frozen planets. We have not yet found life on Mars.
Yeah. Right, so. And just on Mars, are there moons on Mars? Have there ever been moons?
Yes. Mars has two moons.
Yeah.
It's two moons, two large moons of Mars. The first one is called Phobos, and the second one is called Deimos. So, yeah, it's got two moons. Earth has one moon, Mars has got 2 moons. Like Jupiter is like maybe, I don't know, 80 something moons.
80 something?
Yeah, so literally when you go to Jupiter, yeah, there will be moons all around you in the sky.
So like, how do the, like, I don't know, how does that even work? Because I'm like used to seeing like one moon like here on Earth. So like,
does, yeah,
like provide extra lighting or something like that?
Yes. They do provide extra lighting.
Yeah.
Right. So a moon would be something that orbits, that orbiting a planet, right? So
yeah,
it obviously reflects light from the sun. If the sun would literally turn off, the moon would also lose its light.
Yeah.
So yeah, depending on characteristics of a body that's orbiting a planet,
yeah,
it will also affect maybe the amount of brightness it has.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The moon is like that. We see it being bright like that. That's because of its characteristics. Maybe
yeah,
the soil, you know, what's making up the moon and how can it, you know, the amount with which it can reflect light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously those, they get affected. So yeah. That's that.
Well, quite actually a lot shared on the show, and I think it's time for us to go for a song.
Okay, so I mean, if you've got any questions that you want answered, do check us out on our WhatsApp line 0845051166. Otherwise, you can find the code to that WhatsApp line on Instagram, right? Instagram account. The handle is ActiveFM777, so you might want to just check it out.
Yeah.
And so right now, here's a beautiful song, Turn It Up, Planet Shakers. Enjoy. You are here. 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 That was Turn It Up, Planet Shakers. I hope that you really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. My name is Andrew. This is The Void Show. Welcome back to the show. Yes, and we are speaking about frequently asked questions in the field of astronomy. Not so much in the field of astronomy, but anyone can ask these questions, right? And these are like the most basic questions in astronomy, most basic questions.
Yeah.
Do check us out on our social media platforms, Active FM, and as we answer some more questions, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is, what are zodiacs?
Zodiacs, those are, I don't know if you've ever heard of astrology, right? Astrology, yeah. Those are people who study, patterns in the sky, patterns that are made by stars. Right. So if you go long, long, long back in time, you find that, old people or grandparents, they don't want me to say your grandparents in the shade. Maybe I should say our ancestors. You know, our ancestors, a lot of times in the past, you would find that they would, because there was no light pollution, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times they would then, at night, sit outside and then gaze stars as they are marching in the sky, right?
Yeah.
And, I don't know if this has happened to you, but it has happened to me, whereby I can even make some shapes mm-hmm. on stars, right? Maybe you can make a car, maybe you can make an angel, maybe you can make a dog. And so it began there, right?
Yeah.
It began there. Then over the generations, as they pass, over times as it passed, then these shapes were then recognized, right?
Yeah.
And they were called constellations, right? Constellations, those are just different borders of the sky, different shapes that stars can make, right?
Yeah.
They are recognized ones. And so zodiacs are constellations, which means shapes of stars that lie on the ecliptic line. The ecliptic line, it's the path of the sun, right?
Okay.
You know, the sun passes on the sky like that.
Yeah.
That path is called the ecliptic path. So stars in the background of our sun that lie, at the back of the ecliptical path, those are called zodiac stars, right? So, they are used in astrology where people believe that they affect people's personalities in a way, right? Yeah. Do you believe in them?
not really. Probably at some point earlier in my life, I used to be, like, interested in those kind of things, but it wasn't, like...
I did, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason for everything, so...
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our next question is, are stars joined in a constellation?
So, remember what we say? We said constellation is what? It's a constellation is a shape that is formed by stars, like a group of stars. So stars are not linked at all. They are thousands of miles away from each other. We see them as they are. That's because they are, far away from us. It's like a plane.
Yeah.
The further it is away from you to the sky, the smaller it becomes, right?
Yeah.
So stars are, for example, in a sun you can fit million Earths and still you would have some space left.
Correct.
Like in the sun, inside the sun, you can literally put in millions of Earths. But then you'll still have some space that's left, right? So our sun is just an average star. There are some stars that are like so huge, hundreds of times of our sun, right? So they are far away from us. That's why we see them as points of light in the sky. But they are not linked in any way. They are thousands of distances away from each other. So no, they are not connected.
Yeah, I just noticed you mentioned something interesting, especially for someone like me who's not necessarily...
Yeah.
Inclined in the stuff of astronomy and astrology and all that. You mentioned that the sun is just an average star, and to me I'm like, okay.
The sun is a star.
Yeah.
It is a star. Just an average star.
Yeah.
Stars in the universe, those are like suns. And some of them have got their planetary systems.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our sun is a star with its planets.
Yeah.
And stars that you see in the sky, they're pretty much like our sun, but then they're different. The luminosity, the temperature, they are different. So, yeah.
Wow. Because, I don't know the most stars that I've known probably in my lifetime are the stars. Like, I never, because like I said, I never really went into like astronomy.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, like stars being the sun and the other planets.
Yeah.
But I never really thought of it like in that deep way that actually what we're seeing is just like surface level.
Yeah. that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Basically.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when scientists speak about extraterrestrial life or maybe a life that's found on maybe in the universe,
yeah,
they are speaking about finding life in different star systems. Right, so it could be looking at a star, then it could be having its own planets orbiting it.
Yeah.
Maybe finding life there, you know, maybe finding life somewhere else. You know, that's what they're really speaking about when they say we're searching for life in the universe. Yeah. By the way, we've not seen the edge of the universe. So. Wow.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question. What is a satellite?
A satellite, it's something that's orbiting a planet.
Yeah.
Our moon, that's a satellite.
Okay.
A moon, it's a satellite. Just something that's orbiting a planet, that's a satellite. So our moon is a satellite. There are artificial satellites as well.
Yeah.
Right? Those that are created for maybe military purposes. GPS, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are satellites for those. And yeah, they are taken to space and they orbit Earth. Some are taken to other planets. Some are orbiting Venus. Some are orbiting Mars, you know. So yeah,
okay,
that's what a satellite is.
Yeah, it's a good thing when you mention artificial satellites.
Yeah.
First you mentioned that anything, you said orbiting.
A satellite is anything that orbits a planet.
Orbits a planet.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking, okay, anything orbiting a planet, and that's not what I had in mind of a satellite. I only knew about artificial satellites.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So now you know that even the moon
is
one of the satellites, okay, but it's a natural satellite.
Natural satellite.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking satellite is probably the communication that we as humans use.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are ones, you know, artificial satellites. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so like, how do artificial satellites stay in orbit?
Or maybe the real question is why if they are orbiting Earth, how do they keep orbiting Earth? Why are we not falling on Earth?
Yeah, basically that.
So you know, when satellites are taken to space, there's obviously, I take this, I throw it up, it's going to come down, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good question. A good question why they're not falling on Earth. Well, here's the reason. They are actually falling on Earth.
Yeah.
But they have enough speed, enough velocity that makes them miss their fall on Earth.
Oh, okay.
So it is falling. It's gravity, right?
Yeah.
Remember, gravity, it's acting at the center of the sphere.
Yeah.
So it's pulling everything towards Earth. It's pulling everything towards Earth. That's why when you throw something up, it comes down.
Yeah.
Gravity is like at the center of Earth, and so it's pulling everything towards Earth. So if a satellite is in space, gravity is also pulling it.
Yeah.
But then it's having enough velocity. It's so fast that when it wants to fall, it misses the falling. When it wants to fall, it misses the falling, right? So that's really how it keeps orbiting Earth. It's actually falling, but then with enough velocity to miss the falling, but then it's falling.
Yeah, that's bringing me once again to actually the thought of how big is our Earth actually.
So huge. It is huge. But then imagine this. I say inside our sun, we can fit millions of Earth. So imagine how big our sun is.
What?
So yeah, Earth is very huge. It really is very huge. I can't remember how many hours does a satellite take to orbit Earth. But they're moving at very high speeds. I actually have some software in my computer where I can just track a satellite and go outside in the night sky.
Oh.
Look at it when it's passing, maybe over Johannesburg or something. Yeah, and I'd be like, that's a satellite.
I have a friend who's actually into this astronomy stuff.
Is it?
And into stars. And
yeah.
So he has quite a bit of knowledge. And there was one time, it was at night.
Yeah.
And he actually showed me, he's like, look, there's something moving there. And he's like, it looks like a satellite.
Yeah.
And then we went online to actually check when did it pass. And it passed. We saw it was in the exact location.
Right.
So that was actually cool to see.
It is very cool. We don't have shooting stars. Imagine if stars could shoot, then I said our sun is a star. So imagine if our sun could shoot, it would be dangerous.
Dangerous,
right? So stars cannot shoot. They're things that we see, you know, moving the night sky, they're given names like shooting stars, and then you can wish and do that. But those, it's not real stars. Sometimes it's satellites, sometimes it's comets, you know, things in space really moving, not stars. So yeah, we can track a satellite moving. And, you know, I had one of the conversations with one of my friends. He's like a great skeptic.
Yeah,
a science denier, actually. And he said, "Now we don't have satellites in space." Right. I'm like, really, we've got, I can literally track it and look at it as it passes above Johannesburg. And, you know,
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we are getting to our last question.
Yeah, right.
I won't even lie. I've been enjoying the show more than I even expected. I mean, I came into the show so excited.
Yeah.
But just being here made it even more exciting.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Now I'm actually thinking, why didn't I study astronomy?
It is exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And, you know, I should say that, having a conversation with this friend of mine, he said that science was just made to do what? To disprove God. That's what he said. I don't know what you think about that, but I don't think science was made to, you know, to disprove God.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should really be careful that science is not scientists. Science is not scientist. So a scientist could say something, but it's a person, right? So we live in the free world. They could say something, anything that they want. So science is not scientist.
Yeah.
And I don't think that science was brought to disprove God.
Yeah.
But it was brought maybe to understand nature, right?
Yeah.
We want to understand nature, see how plants grow in the soil. By the way, it's science that we're using these mics over here,
yeah,
right?
So it is. Yeah. So our last question, what happens during eclipses?
We've got two kind of eclipses. We've got moon eclipses and solar eclipses, right? So solar eclipse, it happens during the day. And how does it happen? The moon would literally come in front of the sun.
Yeah.
Block sun radiation from us, and it would be like nighttime during day broad light.
Yeah.
It would be just nighttime. So that's what we call solar eclipse. The moon just comes like this in midday. The moon just comes and stays in front of the sun, and it blocks the sun's radiation. It becomes dark. That's what we call solar eclipse.
Yeah.
But lunar eclipse is actually what we call red moon, blood moon. It happened, I think, last year in South Africa. I was watching it, so happy. So lunar eclipse is when the moon becomes red, right? And why does it become red? That's because it has come into Earth's shadow.
Yeah.
So if it gets into the Earth's shadow, so this is like this. I'm making this like illustration to you now, but you know, obviously, someone listening cannot see.
Yeah.
Unless they go on our Instagram live. So if you've got Earth in the middle, and on the opposite side you've got the sun.
Yeah.
The sun is lighting on this side of Earth, right? So.
Yeah.
You've got daylight on this side, but on the other side it's night. Nighttime.
Yeah.
When the moon gets in the nighttime, but in the shadow of Earth.
Yeah.
Then it does not get sun's radiation, and so it does not reflect as much light as we'd see during full moon, right? And so it becomes a little bit reddish,
right?
Okay. A little bit reddish because even though it does not get sun's radiation, when the sun, emits light to space and it gets on Earth, there is some, a bit of sunlight passing and it somehow gets to the moon, you know? So, that's why it becomes reddish. It loses its brightness, and so you can see it as well when it comes out of Earth's shadow.
Yeah,
you see Earth's shadow like that. It's coming bright. It's still red as it passes. Then eventually again, it's more bright like we know it.
Oh,
that's lunar eclipse. It's like blood moon. It's in the Bible. Blood moon. They call it blood moon.
Yeah,
and solar eclipse. They're like night during daytime.
Wow, that was amazing.
that's great.
Yeah, that's...
We done.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope I did answer some of the most frequently asked questions,
yeah.
You know, about the universe. hopefully, I didn't offend anyone.
Hopefully, yeah.
But you know, the thing is not to convince anyone
yeah.
that science is true or Earth is spherical. That's yeah. not the point, right? The point is to, well, the point is that evidence matters, and it
yeah.
matters on how you think of things, right? And yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. So this was exciting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you enjoyed the show. And right after this, yeah. I will be closing.
Yeah. You are
reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life-changing.
Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Apparently we have reached the end of the Void show. So Glory was joining us in studio today, of course, asking questions about the universe, right?
Yeah.
So, and that was obviously my viewpoint, a scientific viewpoint of the universe. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and now you have a little bit of understanding on you know, frequently asked questions in the field of astronomy. So I enjoyed the show, and next week we'll be having some more interesting episode with some more crazy and fun facts about the universe. So check us out. We are all there on all social media platforms. We are there. Just type Active FM, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know,
yeah.
Color Gab, all of them, Apple Podcast, Google, all of them. You name them. We are there. Just search Active FM. You'll find us. And from me, myself, and I, Andrew, I had a great time. I'm Gloria. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Have a lovely week.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.